Morning Watch, Saturday. The Will of God, Week 5. The Will of God, Our Sanctification. 1 John 1, 7 and 9. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 12:1 through 2. I exhort you therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Ephesians 3:17 and 19. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who operates in you both the willing and the working for His good pleasure. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. Suggested reading. Our psychological heart has three main arteries. These arteries are also the three parts of the soul: the mind, the will, and the emotion. The way to unclog the three main arteries of our psychological heart is to make a thorough confession to the Lord. From experience, I have learned that we need to stay with the Lord for a period of time to confess our defects, failures, defeats, mistakes, wrongdoings, and sins. In order to unclog the artery of our mind, we need to confess everything that is sinful in our thoughts and in our way of thinking. By confessing our thoughts one by one, we shall remove the blockage from this artery. If we go to the Lord concerning our will, He will expose it in a thorough and detailed way. We shall realize that we are very rebellious, that we do not know what it means to be submissive to the Lord. One by one, we need to confess the germs of rebellion in our will. By confessing all that the Lord exposes in our will, we will unclog the artery of our will. The artery of the emotion also needs to be unclogged. We shall realize that in many cases we hate what we should love and love what we should hate. Both our joyfulness and our sorrow may be altogether natural. As the Lord exposes us, we may feel ashamed of the way we have expressed joy and sorrow, for that expression often was natural, fleshly, even fleshy. If we take the time necessary to unclog the three main arteries of our psychological heart, we shall have the sense that our entire being has become living. Our mind, will, and emotion will all be in a very healthy condition. We must also know how to preserve our body. Sin has damaged and ruined our body. Romans 6:6 says that our body is a body of sin. Furthermore, we have presented the members of our fallen body to sin, to evil, to lawlessness. If we do not follow the old man, the body of sin will be made of none effect. If we live according to the soul, we shall use our body to serve the old man. Therefore, to preserve our body first requires that we do not live according to our soul. To preserve our body requires that we do not present any member of our body to anything that is sinful. For example, we should keep our eyes away from evil pictures and our ears from unclean things. We need to keep our body from seeing and hearing things that will contaminate and ruin it. This is to preserve our body in sanctification. Paul charges us to abstain from fornication, to preserve our vessel, our body, in sanctification and honor. Therefore, in order to preserve our body, we should not present our members to anything sinful. Do not think that as you grow older, you will not need to guard yourself from lust and defilement. As long as we have not been transfigured and still remain in the old creation, we need to preserve our body. In 5:12-24, we see the cooperation of the holy life with the divine operation. The way to cooperate is to rejoice, pray unceasingly, give thanks to Him in everything, not quench the Spirit, and not despise prophesying in the church meetings. In this way, our spirit will be preserved from deadness, our soul will be preserved from pollution in mind, will, and emotion, and our body will be preserved from the defilement of this age. Then, in a practical way, we shall have a holy life for the church life.